If you like the Middle-Aged Man Talk podcast, consider giving us your support on Patreon. Welcome to the Middle-Aged Man Talk podcast. I'm your host, Brendan.
And I'm your other host, Richard.
And what are we doing today?
We're talking about stuff.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking...
Hold it up.
The Napanee Beer Company Extremist Belgian IPA.
And I'm having a Philomena Pilsner. Which is McKinnon Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Which... We were going to go to McKinnon Brothers to grab it, but they're having their holiday market, and it was...
It looked terrible. The parking looked terrible.
A lot of people.
That's a lot of parking. I don't want to do it. So, I have a podcast topic, but I can't remember where it is. I sent it to myself on my phone, in my email. I was like, that's good. So I was at work when the guy's like, that could be one of your podcast topics. For your dumb podcast. I was like, thank you. It's nice of you to say.
So.
Did we talk about Christmas stuff coming out too early? We did that last time.
Yes, we did.
I think maybe I emailed it to myself. Yeah. Maybe I did that. Maybe.
My wife emails stuff to herself too. I use, like, Keep Notes and...
Keep Notes?
Yeah, Google Keep Notes.
Podcast topic, yeah! Oh, here it is. So, I got this email about, I don't know if it's spam, I think it's spam. It was like, sexual harassment at your holiday party? What's your liability? And then it's like, employer liability concerns with sexual harassment at holiday parties are significant. And it's critical for employers to be aware of these issues to create safe, respectful work environments. Laws and blah, 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 blah may vary. I love how it may vary. As in, if you're in this province or state, that's fine. If you're... Well, that's not okay.
Yep.
So, like, sexual harassment at holiday parties. I have never, unfortunately, been to a holiday party that was good enough to have sexual harassment.
I missed the one that had that happen. But, of course, the harassment... Chips. I was going to say, the harassment happened afterwards.
Hold on. These are just Ms. Vicky's jalapeno. Nothing special. They're not, like, special meaning not weird or Asian. Not from China.
Okay. Yep.
Plates?
Yep.
Plates!
Grab double plates. Have to restock these.
Uh-huh. One's okay. We can share. Shaky shit. All right. So, sexual harassment. I mean, like, so we both work for big companies. We only do lunch parties. It's never been an issue. People have two or three pints, go back to work afterwards, and actually do work. And, like that, it's not very exciting. Like, you know, there's no... And, like, let's be honest. Like, we work in IT. The prettiest people don't work in IT. Like, if I look around the room, it's like, do I want to sexually harass some man who's older and less attractive than I am? No.
It was the IT Christmas party that happened. Someone lost their job over it.
Are you allowed to talk about it?
No.
Okay.
Not in any detail.
So what, people were at a party, they got drunk, they started doing a thing, and then later they lost their job?
Well, one guy was inappropriate towards one of the girls. Girls, and yeah.
Why do we say girls when it's women? We'll be like one of the guys, one of the men, he's like 40, then one of the girls, she can also be 40, but for some reason...
Well, the thing is, I say guys. Instead of men.
Which is a gender-neutral term. Guys. There's the boys and the guys.
And so when I say guys, the equivalent is gals or girls.
Yeah. But do you feel like when men do a bad thing, they're men, they should be responsible? When women do a bad thing, they're girls, just a woman. They're innocent, probably, maybe not. I don't know. There's also quality stuff about men and women. And I'm like, yeah, women are just as bad as men. And everyone pauses when I say that. They go, well, I don't... No, no, we're all equal. Women are just as bad as men. Well, they're bad in a different way, sure. However, just as bad. I I'd say worse in some ways. Because, like, you know, women are like, she's my best friend and she made me cry and she blah, 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 blah. I don't know any men that do that. They'll be like, it's okay, have a beer. Yeah, I did that. I shouldn't have done that. Sorry, have a beer. I feel like men, there's certain, maybe it's because, like, men will, like, just physically, like, punch each other. Maybe there's, like, that, like, immediate, like, no, you went too far. Maybe it's those of women, that's why they, like, they keep nitpicking until, like, it emotionally blows up. Where men, we don't get that far emotionally, because we get to that point where, like, yeah, that's why I punched him. What do you do afterwards? We had a beer.
I have actually never punched anyone other than my brother. In anger.
I've never punched first. Growing up. Like, I mean, we're talking when I was a boy. We're not talking as a man.
Yeah,
I always find that funny. They do this thing at my work. They have these annual, like, employee surveys. And they'll always ask questions, like, about workplace violence. And I'm like, is there somewhere broader in my company, another office somewhere, where, like, someone lost their temper and punched someone? Is that I can't think of any workplace violence, anything's in the history. And I work in a big building of hundreds of people in my specific building. And I have colleagues in other buildings, other places, and other, like, companies we work with. It's like, I can't think of any violent stories. I can think of stories of, like, stupidity and bullshit and dumb things and someone stole something. I can think of those kind of dumb stories. But I can't think of any actual, like, punchy violence. Like, even, like, threats. I know some people, like, have gotten drunk and sent an email and they got fired. Yeah. But, like, I don't know of anyone who actually violently, like, attacked or broke something at the office.
I know of one case.
Yeah?
And the guy was a student.
So he wasn't, like, a lifer employee.
No. For a long time. No, right? He lost his temper and grabbed someone by the throat and pinned him against the wall.
Really?
Yeah.
He was fired immediately.
Nope. Well, he was related to someone, so.
He was fired a week later.
He was let go.
Yeah, like, you're not going to stay around. Because what will happen is,
or
people won't want to work with you, and then
he was probably allowed to quit.
Oh, it's so much easier. Yeah, so he was, it was quit fired. If you don't quit, we'll fire you. If we fire you, then... I knew a guy that was quit fired, and he, and the reason why he quit was, if you don't quit, all the pension contribution, or the employer contribution, however it works, he would lose all of that if you get fired. But if you quit, he'd been there long enough to take it with him.
Yeah.
That guy got fired for stealing a cell phone or something stupid. I can say that because there's legal public judgment on it in the courts. But I do find it odd sometimes when people who are in, like, a proper career type job, like in an office, they went to college for it, and then they totally ass it up. Like, I don't understand how you ass up. Like, I understand you ass up, like, your MIC job, your minimum wage job. You don't care because you can literally walk across the street and get another minimum wage job. Like, so what? You don't ever have to reference them ever again. It doesn't really affect you. But if it's, like, a proper job, there's a pension plan and benefits, you've worked there for, like, several years, I never quite understand how people, like, totally ass those up and get quit fired or fired or... Like, I don't... It's weird, right?
Yeah. Or sometimes people are just not... The job isn't a good fit. They're not happy.
I knew a couple people like that. They didn't fit in with the corporate... culture. One guy got transferred to another place, so whatever. Another person actually, they were doing a surplusing thing, so they took the spot of a surplusing to get the whatever money, and they left. But most of those people either applied for another job and left, or they got a transfer or something, or they just quit and went on to a new thing. So I don't understand the dumb firing. Like, you beat someone up at the office or something. It's like, well, you're fired. Oh, that person presses charges. Oh, it's criminal. And then, of course, like for IT, you often need to have, like, a police security check, generally. So if you have, like, an assault at a workplace, which comes up in one of those checks,
yeah,
we're not going to hire you. Why? Because you beat up your last boss or whoever. It's so weird. Like, I can't really wrap my head around, like, at a professional, like, place why it's like that. Because you always have someone to go to. Even if someone's, like, totally terrible, you can just go tell people. You can go past your manager's head. You have to be like, look, this person's terrible. I'm letting you know in writing. You can tell the HR person, this person's terrible. I have a problem with them. And then the system takes care of it.
You wish. But maybe in a union shop like yours.
No, like, the person will still be useless, but the problem is once there's enough people complaining about someone, if management wants to get their... management has to respond, otherwise they're guilty of not responding. So they have to do something. So, I mean, like, yeah, you're in, like, a non-unionized shop. So what happens there if someone's genuinely terrible? Like, not terrible at the job, but just terrible to work with. Like, what happens there?
If they're doing the job fine, it gets swept under the rug.
Until like, there's a law broken. Like, they haven't broken the law, they're just shitty. Like, shittiness gets swept under the rug?
We had a case. This is very, very early on in my career.
Hold on.
So I can talk about this, because this is... I don't even know if anyone involved is still working there and that sort of stuff. So when I was on the service desk...
Okay. Entry-level IP.
As a student.
Can you please try turning it on and off again? Can you please restart your computer?
Yeah. I got a call, basically. Someone had received an email. It was to the point of criminal harassment.
Really?
It came from a Hotmail account. And this is back then, Hotmail email still attached in the header, the IP address of the...
whatever IP Hotmail thinks it is.
Of the the Hotmail client, the browser.
Right.
Not... because now, Hotmail, Microsoft, and all this sort of stuff, the furthest you get is
So you could actually nail it down to the actual computer it came from?
Yes.
The actual IP. I mean, that was inside the organization? Like someone's IP address at their desk?
Yes.
And they, of course, didn't know this. They thought they could just use a Hotmail account.
Yeah. This was a months-long thing before the person finally complained. So apparently there was interpersonal problems between these people personally.
Wow.
And so they were sending harassing emails anonymously from a Hotmail account they created.
And the person didn't know where they're coming from.
No, they didn't. But
so what was in the harassing emails? Like, how do? Because with me, if I get an email that I don't know it is, spam, delete. How does, like, a random email harass you? Because I if I said it was harassment every time I got a spam email, it'd be like, the penis pill people keep harassing me. The hot young Asian girls keep harassing me.
Talking shit about your kids and specific stuff that only someone who knows you would know. And
oh. Why would you even bother? What value does it possibly have? I guess some sort of emotional, stabby value?
Yes. It was to hurt the other person, to scare them, to, you know, it was pretty vicious. Apparently, it was a former friend who, there was something to do with kids, and, you know, he said, she said sort of thing, and right. It just got, you know, like you said, you know,
Women are emotionally vicious. Mm-hmm. Men aren't emotionally vicious.
They can be.
The thing with men is, I remember growing up, and I grew up in a rougher kind of blue-collar culture, if two guys got in a fight, and they're kind of more or less evenly matched. Once when another guy was knocked on the ground, like, clearly one guy won, it was over. There was no, like, pounding on him. But when girls, same age, when girls got in a fight, they were trying to scratch each other's eyes out, and they'd smash each other's glasses, they'd be bleeding. And it was like, what, are they rolling around? Like, what the hell are you guys doing? Whereas one of the guys is like, whoever knocked the other one down first, winner! And then you just carry on. And 5 minutes later, it's forgotten.
So I took this to HR. I figured out who it was and everything, and gave wrote it up.
So you're a student, and you're like, hey, HR, this is going on. Here's the information.
And the reply back was, as this was not done from a work email account, this is none of our business.
Oh, so it went from a personal email account to a personal email account?
No, it came into her work email account.
Hmm.
It was basically, they were like, No, this is between them. You know, we're not getting involved.
Did they call the police? Was the police involved eventually?
I don't know what happened after that. I was just a student.
Yeah, the police are hesitant to get involved in domestic issues. Even sometimes when they should.
Yeah.
They don't want to because it's a domestic thing, it's questionable, and...
Well, because in times when the police do get really involved in domestic issues, they get used as a weapon.
Yeah. And they can make it worse sometimes. The thing is, if someone sends you harassing emails, that's against the letter of the law.
Mm-hmm.
So, there could be charges to be pressed.
There could be.
Or, all you do is the Chicago sunroof. A la Better Call Saul. When that person leaves the sunroof of their car open, you just take a dump in the sunroof. I don't know why they call it a Chicago sunroof, says Saul. But they do, and that's what it is. That's how he had a criminal record. Because he did that to someone. I think it was the guy who was dating his ex-wife or whatever the story was or something like this. Or cheated with his ex-wife on it. Anyway, so he saw the guy's car. Because it was an obvious car. Recognized, you know, custom plate or whatever. And the story, all fictional, I guess. And so he does this, but the guy's kids were in the back seat. He'd run into a store. I'm like, that's funny.
Those people who can just take a dump on command.
Yeah, like some people, they're carrying it around for a while. And they're like, I could poop at any moment. I could go to the bathroom. I'm going to wait in case I see a car with an open sunroof of someone I don't like. And it's kind of a great way, though, to get someone. Like, if they don't catch you, you know what I mean? If you just, like, did it quick
and left. You left DNA evidence.
The police are not going to spend time doing DNA evidence on poop. It was probably a homeless person that had to be in the system.
Actually, there's a service where
you're going to pay $1,000 for poop DNA?
You can send in dog shit to get DNA tested.
No, you can't.
Yep.
Is this real?
This is real.
So you can do dog shit DNA, so what does it tell you what kind of dog it is, and then you know if your neighbor's, oh, it's a border collie, the guy with border collies. Seriously?
I'm just muting this.
That's pretty wild, Richard.
Yep. So.
It's funny, though.
It's because there has, there's been large problems in certain areas with...
Oh, just dog shit on the streets and stuff.
Yeah, especially apartment buildings and that sort of stuff.
Right. So they're DNA testing dog shit.
Yep.
I think that's the name of today's Sexual Harassment and DNA Dog Shit. Is that the title of tonight's show? What a terrible...
That's really funny.
Yeah, because some people just don't care if their dog goes anywhere. They just don't care. They don't pick it up.
Uh-huh.
I feel like if you're like off on a trail in the woods and your dog like craps where like other animals crap and there's no one going to walk there. But like if your dog takes a dump on the sidewalk, you got to pick that up. You know what I mean? Like, there's...
What really bothers me is the people, especially along trails, who take the effort to stick it in a plastic bag.
And then they just drop it.
And they throw it into a tree.
I'll throw this into the woods.
Yeah. Because, well, they've been carrying it. They gotten sick and tired of carrying it.
They dropped it by accident. I've at least dropped one or two by accident. So I was like,
well, dropping it by accident, a bagged dog shit...
It's on the side of the trail.
On the side of the trail. That doesn't bother me as much as the stuff in the trees.
Yeah, you see these, like, hanging bags on trees, and you're like, that's shit.
Just leave it on the trail. I prefer that.
Yeah, the edge of the trail, it's like, oh, clearly you dropped it.
If you're not going to pick it up, then don't pick it up.
Can you just grab a stick? Like, when I didn't have bags with my dog, it was like a trail thing. So I just took a stick, and I just kind of flicked it into the woods, the dog turd. And it's like, well, it's a dog turd in the woods. I know technically I'm not supposed to. But I had no other...
Yeah.
Either you leave it there or you do something. So I did something.
So there are reasons for, even along natural trails and that sort of stuff out in the woods, to not...
Not leave the dog doo-doo?
Yeah.
It's bad for the environment?
It's not super, super bad. It's not great.
Yeah, because dog... This is a very big conversation about dog droppings. Dog droppings are, like, not good for the environment the way cow droppings are, or something.
Yeah. It's to do with what the dogs eat and that sort of stuff. The other thing is that there's pathogens that can be passed to wild animals.
Oh, if your dog has a cold, but it has a vaccine for the thingy or something.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
I don't know. It's funny, one time I was at a...
However, on the big scale of environmental things...
Dog
shitting in the woods is very, very low on the list.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about that.
Really heavily used urban trails, like urban woods. Lemoyne Point would be an example of this.
The famous Lemoyne Point of the Cataract Way Conservation Area in eastern Ontario.
If people just sort of let their dogs shit or toss their dog shit in the woods, there's so many people there with so many dogs that...
Eventually it would cause an imbalance of some kind.
Well, it would stink like dog shit for the first 3 months of the year. Like the first 3 months of spring.
Yes.
You'd have banks of dog shit that's up right. on the in the snowbanks.
And that's like a conservation area place with like garbage cans. So yeah. It's like, what's the excuse? I remember I was at the I was at a dog park one time, and like I'd forgotten dog bags at home. My dog, you know, does a whatever, you know, in the dog park. And I'm like, oh, I forgot my bags. Does anyone have a dog poop bag? And like 20 people are like, here you go.
Yep.
like 20, they're like, everyone, I'm like, I'll take the pink one. Thank you. Excellent.
There is an amazing number of people we've got 2.5 acres and my dog does his business at the far end of the property. So
he's been trained to do that. That's his toilet.
I didn't train him. He trained himself.
He's like, I'm going to go over there.
Yeah. That's where he's decided he's going to go, where there's least foot traffic and that sort of stuff. So it's great.
To scare off the raccoons or something? Well, there's a predator here.
But it's amazing how long the dog shit persists just sitting in the grass there.
Oh, I mean, like it takes a long time to biodegrade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like the insects don't want it the same way they want other stuff. Because you have, like, you have all kinds of bird beasts, feathered beasts.
And they leave it alone.
They don't want it, but they're like duck and goose and chicken plops. Hey, why don't you have geese? You have chickens and ducks. Why no geese? Would you get some geese for me to eat for Christmas goose?
You buy a goose, I'll raise it.
My father-in-law asked. He's like, can you do some geese? Because like I got ducks from you.
Yeah,
this was our last episode. Richard and I plucked ducks, and it's
plucked with a P.
Plucked, and it was terrible. It takes so long, and all those ducks that like you gave me, the 5 ducks,
yep.
I spent the next morning like 2.5-3 hours plucking them with the pliers to get all the little feathery things out, the pin feathers, but even like the regular feather stumps that break off, and like, oh my god. I mean, like, duck is great, but like
the effort.
So here's the thing, like, on sale, you can get duck for a reasonable price at the grocery store. Or you can raise your own, which is probably better and tastes better and fattier. But man, the work.
Yeah.
Oh my god. But I do have 3 nice duck in my freezer at home, so that feels good. When you go in your freezer and you're like, you got turkey and duck and chicken and roast beef, you're like, man, that's awesome.
Yep.
So, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. What is our conclusion of Christmas parties? Pick up your dog shit and don't sexually harass anyone.
Yes.
Sexual harassment's bad. But it doesn't matter because we're just 2 straight white men, so no one cares what we think.
Well, they do really care if we sexually harass someone.
Yeah. It is interesting how culturally today, anything that like straight white men do, you know, like nobody cares or it's bad. Whereas if anyone else does something, it's like, oh, well, you know, a woman did it, so therefore it's amazing. I'm like, but a white guy's done that too. I feel like credit isn't there. It's like it's like we get all the blame and none of the credit. Because white men are largely responsible for all the best things in society. Some black and Asian dudes contributed, Latin dudes, sure. But like, we think about our society, mostly.
Well, the thing is, we have in North America, we've got a
large history of white guys doing terrible and awesome things. But yeah. I think the awesome things outweigh the awful things. Because it was white guys that got rid of the awful things.
I was going to say, also, the awful things were things that everyone was doing at the time.
Yes.
Not just white guys.
But yeah, black people had slaves in America, for example. Just like, you know, kind of a weird example, but it's true. It's weird. Anyway, so what are we basically saying here? Straight white men are excellent. Other people are too, but specifically, we're excellent and we're straight white men. We're two excellent straight white men, yes?
Yes.
We like beer. We like boobies. Merry Christmas!
I'm really fond of the blue-footed booby.
The blue-footed booby. Yes, we're talking about birds. Ornithology, of course.
Yeah.
We're bird nerds.
My brother is.
We also like ladies' breasts.
I like tits as well.
What?
Tits.
Like tits?
Like the greater tit.
The greater tit? Ornithology is a really dirty hobby.
Oh, it is. We could do a whole episode on that.
Someday. We'll have to, like, research that one.
I'll take it. Wait until my brother is around.
He should come on a show. The brother looks exactly like you.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Brendan. I'm your host, Richard. And I'm your host, Other Richard.
Okay.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Middle-aged man talk. Thank you so much for listening. Please check us out on Patreon. Woof.